Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program, the show where you can call in and pick your own subject, talk about whatever you want, as long as you keep it clean. This is open mic, Tuesday night, Inner Sight. And we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, a supporter of Inner Sight, Islip, New York. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Any information you need about buying a house or a mortgage, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Hey, we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight. Remind the world every time we do a show. All right. And by the way, if you need dog food, cat food for your animal, we got a good number for you, and you don't have to pay for it. That's the best part. 631-484-3085 on Nobody Starved on Long Island is the website. You can look it up. But the guy's name is Gary, good buddy of mine, and who believes in what we're doing, and we believe in what he's doing. So,
hey Frank,
we do an exchange with Gary. 631-484-3085. Yeah, what?
Listen, we have a caller that hasn't pressed one. Do you want to just leave him listening for now?
I guess so.
Yeah, all right.
Let him listen.
No, nah, once I said that, he went off. You can't say anything like that.
Inner Sight. You don't have to interrupt me for that. Just say we have a call, that's all.
Okay.
And whether I want to take it or not, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Let me give that number again, 631-484-3085. We're brought to you by Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILO, right here in Suffolk County, New York. We're proud to advertise them and proud to be with them on the up-and-coming nursing home news conference. And to quote Joe Delgado, we're going to come down real hard on these nursing homes because they don't belong here. They don't belong in this country. They don't belong in any country. So we'll keep you posted on that news conference. And we're going to invite other agencies, other independent living centers who share the same view that we do, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Tomorrow night, incidentally, is our nursing home show, so you might want to keep that in mind. All right, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the SILO. All right. And let's see, what else we got? Oh, now you want to stay in shape, have some fun, and meet a good buddy of mine, Devin Fernandez. So call the Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight tells you about Insight, Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. 445-3464, Third Eye Insight, and my buddy Devin Fernandez. Hey, we're brought to you by A Day for Milton. We did one of those days last year, and we're planning another event this year. It'll be somewhat different, but it'll be in honor of Milton, the guide dog that was killed at the school. The Guide Dog Foundation School, that is, a year ago, July, and they've compounded that horrible crime by not replacing Milton and give Michelle that extra safety that we all need. So a day for Milton involves awareness, bringing people together, and stating that the schools should be regulated and licensed to ensure better safety, to ensure that the money's used in the right way. They killed my friend Michelle's guide dog. Milton was her guide dog. They won't give her another one. The big question is that the money that they raised to train Milton, is that money, has that money been used in the right way? They killed the dog and they won't give her another one. There's no law to put judgment on that. A judge can't take a look at that and say, hey, you violated somebody's life, you violated the guide dog, you know. I order you to give this woman another dog. And further, I order you to give her half the money for all the horrible suffering you've put her through. But there's no law. All the politicians, all these corrupt people, all this crap you hear every day about this one that took this document and that document and stole this and this. All those people are protected by law.
Yeah, they are.
But not a blind person whose guide dog is killed and service denied.
Yeah.
That's the kind of country we live in. One extreme to the other.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight, Day for Milton, if you'd like to do that, give us a call on the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Or you can drop us an email, InnerSight1620. Let me spell that, InnerSight. I-N-N like Nancy, E-R-S-I-G-H-T, InnerSight, one word, 1620@gmail.com. And we'd be happy to just put your phone number in it. We'd be happy to get back to you and talk to you about the day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our hotline is Inner Sight is 631. That is 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline. And incidentally, if you're on Long Island, you want to see a beautiful presence of Milton the guide dog, visit Shelby's Kitchen for great food, and to see the big, beautiful painting of Milton and the presence of him in the store. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. 286-0444-631. Inner Sight and open mic tonight. We got the Able News around. Let's run the Able News. Engineer, you there?
Paper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Now, I heard on the news today, and I'm going to tell you why these politicians cannot help people, you know, and it's because they play games with each other. Now, they've accused Mr. Trump of interrupting the White House. There's been a big thing over it, legal fees and lawyers going back and forth and delays, and I think now they find him and he's got, I don't know what the particulars are, but you know, an ex-president has a lot of rights. So today in the news, it comes out that Mr. Biden secretly took some documents when he was vice president after he left the White House. See, and see what they're doing here? They're playing game, tit for tat, they call it, right? You're going to tell on me? Now I'm going to tell on you. Now you see what happens when that takes place? It takes the focus off the people and the situations that need help.
Yeah.
Because now they got to be concerned with lawyers and legal fees and tied up in court and everything else.
Yeah.
So the people should come first, and the president of the United States should help all people, certain blocks of people who are going to vote for him or who donate to him. The president should include all the people, and we, the disabled, are damn hell left out. Left out. When you when you're disabled, take blind. I'm visually impaired all my life. Got a little light in my left eye. When you're blind, and you walk down any street in this country, and you can't read anything, and these people are fighting over stupid stuff, you know, documents, who he said, she said. That is horrible. You want to go and fight? Go ahead. Go and fight. But make sure you help all the people first.
That's right.
Then go and fight all you want.
That's right.
This is why these politicians cannot help anyone. They're too damn distracted with all this damn corruption. And
that's,
I really believe
truth.
That.
I believe it.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I believe it also, Frank.
So, and we talked last night about how we wrote a letter to Mr. Biden. He supposedly got it because he sent us back a form letter. It was a form letter, but it did say that he was investigating the matter and that he would inform us. Now, he never informed us as to what was done or what kind of investigation they did. I mean, I don't even know if anybody even called the guide dog school. It was on the desk of Milton, as I recall.
Yeah.
So nothing was done, and the government, as I pointed out last night, the government has a real hold on these guide dog schools because they have a federal ID number. They're allowed by the government to raise money and not pay taxes. That number comes from the IRS, which is part of the White House, part of the administration. So don't tell me that the president has no right to question these agencies and in some cases, like the case of Milton, to order them to give Michelle another dog. He should order them. He should send them a damn court order.
Man.
Whatever he has to do. So there you have a horrible, horrible situation. And now millions of us who are disabled, I'm sure a lot of them feel the way I do, millions of us have to live in a county where an agency murdered a guide dog and got away with it.
That's
horrible.
Absolutely.
We got to live here.
I know.
Every time I hear the word Smithtown, it goes through my whole being that they killed Milton.
Yeah.
All right, open mic, 213-816-1650. So this is why these politicians are so damn, interfered with and they can't concentrate things that have to be done, like the homeless situation.
Oh God,
that's another
yeah.
horrible
mm-hmm.
misused funding because these politicians are too damn distracted. We have any
yeah.
calls?
Nope, it's just us.
Oh, you interrupted me before I said we had a call.
Yeah, they jumped off.
No. All right, open mic. And, you know, if you want to call in, you can talk about whatever you want. Pick your own subject.
I have an open mic when you get a chance.
Keep it clean. All right, go ahead.
Well, today I had to go through every headache known to man to get people to understand, listen, I'm disabled and I need immediate housing. I had Section 8 housing in North Hempstead when I was living in Belmore. Well, they didn't even sound enthusiastic about helping me. Let's put it that way. I don't know, you know, what to do or how to
Who's
go
they?
About.
Who, be clear. Who's they?
They is the Section 8, I guess they call it like a board, yeah.
Section 8.
Yeah, they weren't giving me any ability to, you know, go past that point, and I needed to go past that point so I could then say so-and-so has been, you know, not allowing me to, you know what I'm saying? It's not allowing me to do this. They weren't doing that. It was like they were programmed not to do that. And it really bothered me to no end. I was literally crying. I'm like, my mother-in-law is sick. Okay, she has dementia. Okay, and she can't, no matter what, she can't help me. She there's a reverse mortgage on the house. And once the, you know, house, once something happens to her and she goes into assisted living, they need that money to help pay assisted living. So I'm sitting here, I'm scratching my head, what do I do next? And I don't, I took your advice about some things I couldn't do.
Well, assisted living gets money from Medicaid, don't they, in Medicare?
No, not completely.
They get a good piece of it.
Do they help people, like, on an emergency basis? You were telling me something about that.
The government gives them money. I don't know what the percentage is, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're getting money from the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's for
mm-hmm.
damn sure.
Oh yeah, I know
so,
that. But I, like I said, I don't know what to do or where to go on certain things. I've been so far. I've had, let's see, 10 different Section 8s going on. I got Brookhaven. I got other places in Nassau County. I have to be able to listen, you know, to read them out, but I don't have them right now on my hand. But a lot of them don't have Section 8, and I'd like to see if I could start Section 8 there. I don't know if that's possible. Is it?
So if your mother-in-law, here's the situation. If your mother-in-law goes into assisted living,
mm-hmm.
The bank is going to come after the house, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, what you need to do is, as a disabled person,
mm-hmm.
you need to say, all right, I'm looking for a place. I'm on all these lists. I'm on the Section 8. You know, it's not my fault
mm-hmm.
that the system doesn't work the way it should, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So take me to court.
Yeah.
You want to throw me out? You got to take me to court.
I can see
they got it. They got to dispossess.
Yeah.
Do you have a is there a lease?
Yeah, Chris said yes. So I got to look for it when it, you know, I remember
is your name
doing
on the lease?
It. Yeah. Uh-huh.
When is the lease up?
It was never indicated on there. I couldn't see it. Somebody read it to me.
Right. Now,
somebody
I don't know what the reverse
to me.
I don't know what the reverse mortgage ruling is on the lease. You'd have to call Kennedy and
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy to find out.
What
know.
The rules
but
are. Mm-hmm.
I would make them take me to court, and then
mm-hmm.
that's when you try to get a news story made out of it. Here's a disabled
mm-hmm.
person being thrown out in the street, you know, because
mm-hmm.
Section 8 is not getting off their ass and preventing someone from being homeless, and they should prevent everybody from being homeless.
That's right.
That's your shot.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, what do you got to lose?
I got absolutely nothing. The worst
they
could say
is no. If
they're
going to
try to
put you in a damn institution anyway, what the hell do you got to lose?
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
It made me worry all day long, but I knew you would know what to do. So that's why.
Now, the bank.
Excuse
me. The bank may see this as an embarrassing story, and they may say, hey, we'll pay for everything. Find an apartment.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
You know, we'll pay for it for the year. We know that your mother-in-law and all that, whatever, you know, is ill. See, by going to the news media, you could force these people to say, hey, we don't want you to be homeless. You're a disabled person. We understand you're on, and you tell them about damn InterSight Radio.
No, oh, yeah.
Tell them about
heck
it.
Yeah. We're on radio. Why don't you listen to us? And then
that's
you know where we go.
That's what
you
got to do, man. Make them take you to court. If that's what they're going to do. If not, settle it with them. Pay for a place for me.
Yeah.
You know? Or help me get the damn Section 8.
Do you know I was crying all day? I could not stop. I just couldn't believe that it was happening to me, but I knew it would happen, and I couldn't, you know, control it. So what I said to myself, let's go with this craziness that they want me to do, and let's
see
what they...
Well, you got to use these things to take care of yourself. That's what I
did.
Yeah, I have
no choice. Yeah, I know.
I'm not just telling you to do something that I didn't do.
No, I know.
I beat them.
I know you did.
I beat them, man. They didn't give me Braille for over 10 years, and they increased my rent. They only are allowed to go back 3 years, according to Baja Mundi. I mean, they got off easy.
Yeah, they did. Should have gone back 20 years.
I wanted the whole damn 10.
I don't blame you.
But, you know, the government is protected.
Yeah.
They're damn protected. They're more protected than we
are. And that's not right. No, we're not at all.
They are. That's how they operate.
But you know,
I wouldn't let them push you around and
I'm not.
You know, tell them, you want me out of here? Squatter's right. Take me to court.
There you go.
Damn
right,
man.
I was just
going to
say that. Squatter's right. Oh, my God. Like I said, I wanted to punch something.
There's a law called squatter's right, and you got one hell of a good reason to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've applied for housing. You're on the damn list.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'm on.
What bank are you dealing with the mortgage?
With hers? I think Chase.
It's the biggest friggin' bank in the world.
I know.
You know?
That's what scares me.
they can make you a deal.
I'm hoping, yeah. They made Joe a deal. They really did. They gave him whatever they gave him, like with on the cards that, you know, you had to slip it through the side. They should also have Braille and large print.
I would. I'm not happy with that.
Neither am I.
Well, I'm talking about helping you financially, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
If need be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want you to move. You're the victim in all this. You don't own the house.
Yes, I am. I don't even know where the hell I'm going because I have all these Section 8 things, and I'm sitting there going, why don't they help me? This is the thing in the back of my mind that keeps coming out. It says, why aren't they helping me?
Well, where
do
you, what is it, Oyster Bay town?
That's where I live, okay, in the town of Oyster Bay. But I need to go to the town of Islip because that's where they have Bayshore residence, and my aunts, they signed up an agreement for her. So if she's right next door to me, boom, I could help her out. You know, I could go there every lunchtime.
Wait, your aunt lives in Bayshore?
No, not yet. We're putting her,
You're talking
through
your hat
right
now.
Well, you know what it is? I'm just so frustrated with the whole thing. It just doesn't make me think straight because I'm really upset, to be honest.
But there's what you got to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the list.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to do it. The system won't let you. You want me to move? Pay for it.
That's right. Not only
put the
pay
damn
for
money
it.
Up. And I need you to pay the rent for at least a year, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to get to Section 8. See?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And if they don't do it, then you make a news story out of it.
Oh, I plan to.
And maybe the
I'm
damn Section 8 people will see it and wake up and and you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And making an exception.
I hope so. They said there are emergency funding to help people who are in dangerous situations. I consider this a dangerous situation.
Then let them do it.
Yeah, and if they don't do it, I'll definitely am calling Baja Monday, and I'm definitely calling, what's his name, Kennedy. Kennedy might be able to help me.
Baja Monday won my case. He sent them a letter.
There you go. There you go.
Shook their ass up. They got damn scared because they could have lost their license for what they did to me.
That's right.
I was nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
I let them get off easy. Baja Monday told me that if I went to court, I would have got a lot more.
Really? But
yeah,
then again,
but
here's the opposite. Yeah, I know.
You know, you can't go to court if they want to settle. Well, you know.
That's true.
You could, but. Jim advised me to settle. So.
You know who we have right now waiting in queue? Louis Rivera Jr.
Oh, Louis, it's Tuesday night. Yeah.
Yeah,
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off on the open mic. The big question, of course, is who's going to be the president? What do you got? Let's
That's
see.
True.
March, April,
yeah.
May, June, July, August, September, October, November. You got 8 months.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of time, by the way.
No, it isn't.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's take a call from Louis. Live on the telly. Louie.
I can't get it on. Oh, I
Ringy
got it.
Dingy.
I finally did. Here he
827.
Is.
827. Ringy dingy.
Ladies and gentlemen, now here's the star of the show from the Blog Talk Radio, Frank Perino and Suzanne.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And just for that, you get a raise. Instead of giving you a nickel, you get 3 cents.
I'm backwards.
Some raise.
Hey, right.
Hey, Lou, let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
How much do you think you're worth on this show? How much should we pay you?
On your show?
Yeah.
I call Blog Talk Radio. I call for Tuesday for the promo for Friday night, and Friday I call you on Blog on the Follics.
Oh, now he's building it up. Well, how much we should pay you?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know?
He walked right over you.
Well, how about 3 cents?
3 cents?
No, I don't want 3 cents. I'll put it in a coin wrapper.
There you go.
You're worth $1 million.
There you
anyway.
Go. Now you're saying, yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah, so how you doing, Louis?
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Louis. How you doing?
Now, here he is, Louis Herman Rivera Jr.
Yeah. Now hear this.
Yeah,
talk to me.
Now hear this. Revelry will commence. Remember that movie?
Yes,
remember that movie?
Yep.
Who was that?
Yep.
Who was that?
What's that?
What movie was that? know the name
I forgot what's the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a James Cagney was in that movie.
Yes, he was.
Henry Fonda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Jack, what was Jack's last name?
Benny? No.
No, Jack, can't think of his last name.
Nicholson? No, I'm guessing.
No. He was a funny guy.
Jack. Yeah, no.
Anyway, now how hear this? It was such a funny movie. It was supposed to be serious, but it was funny. Mr. Roberts.
That's it.
Was the movie.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah. Now, there's another big movie coming up. Sunday. Hey, Lou, you know what Sunday is?
St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. No.
Right, Mom.
It'll be the luck of the Irish that the whole parade will come up Fifth Avenue. That's right. And
so
go the wrong way.
And go the wrong way.
Oh,
anybody's got to have corned beef cabbage.
Yes.
Oh, we have it already in the fridge.
And another thing. Stay away from my sister, Mary Kate. Well, I already said good morning to her. Hey, but it was good night you had in your mind. That's a lie. That's a what? Remember that movie, Lou?
Yeah.
I remember it.
Quiet Man. Remember that?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. That was a good movie.
Listen to this, Frank. Listen to this. Hello, my name is Jimmy Kimmel. I'm at the Academy Awards from the Oscars.
Yeah.
Hello? Mom?
Yeah?
That's Frank Perino. Want to talk to Frank?
Yeah. Okay,
hey,
I'll say hello, and then I got to Christina.
Hey.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, we're good. We're good. We're on the radio, you know?
Oh, wow. Very good. Good.
Welcome to our show. It's an honor. It's an honor to have Mrs. Rivera on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. I hear you do very well. You do a very good job. You know? Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Louis is very famous.
How's it going? Okay. Louis keeps interested in his music, you know? And,
yeah.
He's a lot of fun. Yeah.
In regards to senior.
Okay. Okay. Everything's fine.
A little belated birthday, but he's
there. Yeah, birthdays have come so fast. All right.
I know.
You take care, all right? It's nice
take
talking.
Care.
Be well.
Nice talking to you.
I'll be off still, and the phone's yours.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Take care, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Here's Mario Rivera. My name is Jimmy Kimmel. I'm at the Oscars Academy Awards on Sunday. I got three pretty ladies wearing the dresses and the men wearing the tuxedo. And I tell them about giving out love drops to the audience at the Oscars. And I got my dog, Windsong. Got my dog, Frank Perino's dog, Charabelle, with me.
There you go.
Now, wait a minute. What'd you say? You got cleaning ladies? What?
Giving out tequila.
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 Yeah.
That's not
wow.
Anyway, that's wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila.
That's at the Oscars.
Jimmy Kimmel, was he on the Oscar?
Yeah, he hosted the Oscars.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
who won?
Hey,
who won?
I found out. Hey, Frank, hold on. I found out who won Best Picture, Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah, I heard they won.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Well, you know
Pacino
why Oppenheimer won,
end.
Don't you? It's the Oppenheimer Fund, all the money there.
Yeah, all the money.
Yeah, Al Pacino at the finale, he did the envelope for Best Picture. Oppenheimer is the Best Picture.
Yeah.
Oh, Pacino was on it, huh?
Yes, he was.
Yeah. Everybody sharpen
who,
up.
Who was the best actor? Who did they say was the best actor?
I don't know. I got to look it up, Frank. So, you like my mother, Jeannie?
Oh, she's sweet.
Yeah, your
mom
is beautiful.
Oh, she's so sweet.
I know mom's interrupted. My mom interrupted on the phone. I didn't know
that's
she don't phone.
Okay.
That's all right. It was a beautiful surprise.
It was.
Beautiful surprise.
Yeah.
You're just as nice as there, which is great.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody met
Louis, right.
Louis's mom.
Yeah.
His name is Jeannie Rivera.
That's
Louis. My mother.
So sweet.
Exactly.
Except for his mom.
He does. And his father.
All right, Inner Sight. Lou, we got the frolics coming up Friday. We'll do some weird stuff, you know.
Right.
Give us a little promo on that.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you got to listen to me. Make sure you put on Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday with Block Talk Radio's Frolics. We're going to have a little cuckoo fun on the radio. Give it out to lovers and the swab and the comic acts on the radio.
All
and
right.
Don't forget, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, Louis Rivera, and you're going to be here Friday?
What?
You're going to be here Friday?
Call Friday, yeah, call her Friday.
Yeah, we got to think of something real wacky for Louis to do by Friday.
Yeah, I know.
We'll come up with something.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Inner Sight.
Hey, guys, I'd like to thank my mom, Jean Rivera, for... interfere on the phone. I didn't know I'm on the phone.
Yeah,
should've
that was
told
cool.
Her. That was good, though.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Mama Rivera.
Mama, yeah.
No, don't say sorry. You don't need
that's
to.
That's all right. Let it go.
Yep.
Just let it go. That's all.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Okay. There's no problem.
Round and round she goes.
I love you guys. I got to call you on the Tuesday night. I had a great time watching the Oscars. It was over at 10:30, and I enjoyed myself. I cracked my funny boy. I'm making everybody laugh at the Oscars. You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Giving out the love drops and everything, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the Oscars, you got to wear a suit and tie. You got to wear a suit and tie, pants, shoes, socks.
All of
that.
Yeah.
You want Louis
well, not
to be
everybody
very sharp,
wears
right?
socks, you know. Hey, where was that, in New York or L.A.?
That's in Nakoda Theater in California, Pacific time.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
That's Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank Freel, all right,
in
now, I look sharp.
Okay.
Hey, Suzanne, you proud of me? I look sharp in my dreams, right?
Yeah, you sound good.
So sharpy, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, I know. Sounds good is the best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
Frank, I got called on a Friday. I went, how long? Da 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 da.
All right, we'll see you Friday,
Lou.
Don't forget.
See you Friday.
Don't fall
asleep. Okay, I love you guys.
Call in.
We love you.
When you call in, make sure you're awake.
Oh, you make me laugh, Frank, sometimes.
Call in before you put the fruit in the sangria.
There you go. We've got to let it steep a while. I think
all right,
in
sight. Open mic, and if you want to sound off, 213-816-1650 over here in the Inner Sight open mic. You can pick out your own subject, and let's see. Oh, I heard in the news I tell you, it doesn't make Mr. Biden look too good, because a lot of people are losing their jobs.
Yeah, I heard that.
839 New York Intersite. A lot of people losing their jobs. I heard tonight on the business, I listened to the business news. IBM made a big announcement today, a 7-minute announcement.
Wow.
To say that they're laying off certain groups of people. I forget how many. You know, a lot
wow.
of people losing their jobs. Now, why doesn't the president do something about that? Every day you hear of people losing their jobs, getting laid off, and they're blaming it on the economy. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why Biden doesn't do something to help those people, to correct, you know. I mean, sure, they're going to get unemployment, but it's not going to be the same as their job.
That's true.
So, you know, you want to stay in the White House? Well, do something about people losing
jobs.
Their jobs.
Yeah, my husband's out of work.
Yeah, millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, who did I forget? Brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004, the Big East, the key to rescue. Joanne Diamond, thank you so much for loving and rescuing the Akitas.
No,
and,
she's so sweet.
Thank you for caring about my dog. All right, Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. And we urge you to support the Akita Rescue. And if anyone out there is interested in adopting an Akita, call the rescue, 609-388-7004. And by the way, not all Akitas are aggressive and mean.
No,
you gotta get
not.
You got to get the right one. All right, so Big East, Akita Rescue. Don't get mixed up with there's a Big East restaurant out here.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you got to make sure you say Big East Akita Rescue.
Yep.
And thank you, Joanne Diamond. All right, Inner Sight on the open mic, 213-816-1650. I should have asked Louie, when does the baseball season start?
They oh, my.
Start in April. Look that
I
up.
I believe they do. You want me to look it up? Okay.
All right. Yeah, a lot of baseball fans getting psyched up now. Oh, but, you know, I heard a story on, I go on the chat line, you know, where there's a lot of disabled people on there. And I heard a story about some guy who is a big, big baseball, football fan, you know. And I thought it was funny, but it's really not funny. If his team loses, he becomes violent and outraged and you know, does stupid, weird things, you know. And one time he even threw the television out the window. Crazy. Now, it's all right to like sports, you know. But don't go crazy over it. I mean, you know, don't take it that personal where you're going to get violent and dangerous. I mean, that's horrible. That's the reason why I don't like a lot of sports, because people turn it into hurting people. I don't like that. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And yeah, a lot of companies are juggling people around. People who work for one company, that job, and then they go and they take a job with another big company. I guess it must be the benefits of the money. Who knows why they do that? But it's really weird how that happens.
Frank,
all right,
have Louis still? I couldn't find it, but we still have Louis listening. Maybe we can. Yeah, I put it in, and didn't give me an answer exactly the way you said it.
When too. put in just when's opening day on baseball?
Okay, let's try that.
It's gotta be open.
When is opening?
Yeah, big event.
Yeah, no, opening day in baseball.
For baseball, yeah.
Or for baseball.
Yeah, either way. Opening
yeah.
day.
Yeah, it sounds better. B-A-S-E-E.
Well, you know.
Okay,
you
let's go.
Get the New York.
March 28th.
Oh, all right. That's the day before Easter, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
March 28th.
29th is Easter, I think, right?
When all the teams will warm up. Well, they're warming up now.
They are. They're in Florida.
All right, Inner Sight. please, be quiet.
Okay.
Stop interrupting.
Okay.
Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And let's see, let's run down the week. Monday night's Mad or Glad. Tuesday's Open Mic. Wednesday's the Nursing Home Show, and that'll be tomorrow night. We had a subtitle. I can't think of it at the moment, but we'll get it out there. Thursday.
I got it.
Different subject. What's the subtitle?
Subtitles, Stop Pushing People into Nursing Homes.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop Pushing People into Nursing Homes. And we'll talk about that Wednesday night, how that works and how the money is being used to do that. Talk about that, too. So that's tomorrow night. Friday's the Funnies. We'll have some fun over here. Louis will be here, and we're still continuing our search for Jimmy Dinigan. And last, let's see, I got an email that someone wearing a white wig was seen out west riding a horse, a little skinny guy, and they thought maybe it was Dinigan. I told him, I said, you know, I can't give you the $5 reward unless you can prove it. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Can you prove that was Dinigan riding that horse wearing a white wig? I told him, I said, well, one way you can try to prove it is try talking to the horse. And he hung up on me. I said, well, why don't you ask the horse if it's Dinigan? And the person hung up. That was the whole conversation. You know, I guess he didn't know how to talk to a horse. Or maybe he never watched Mr. Ed. You know, the talking horse. That was a stupid show, wasn't it? Anyway, Inner Sight and open mic. You know, you can express yourself. I heard on the news now that there's a big push on by Pfizer. I think Pfizer is one of the big drug companies. And there's a big promotion thing on by Pfizer to promote weight loss medication. Now, you know what that means, don't you? Here goes another scandal. We should do it. Here goes another scandal. Cut that out. Another. We had the Johnson baby powder scandal with people coming down with cancer and all that, and then a couple some big law firm got into it and said, if you have used Johnson baby powder, you may be eligible for compensation. Yeah, the only thing is, they didn't tell you, but they had to, the person who used the powder had to have the empty container. Otherwise, they had no proof. So the lawyers took all the money and ran. Will you cut that out? Anyway, so here goes another one. Weight loss. Now, they're not talking about the side effects of that, of these weight loss drugs, you know, or what can happen to you if you overdo it. You know, some people may say, oh, how many am I supposed to take a day? One? Gee, if I take four and I lose it fast, I mean, you know, no, don't do that. Pfizer doesn't care. They got it all figured out. They're going to make so much money, and they're going to have to pay out so much. It's all calculated, my dear friend. So stay away from that stuff. You want to lose weight, go to Weight Watchers. They've been around for, what, 80 years? They know what they're doing. They tell you what foods to eat and how to do it. And you don't need any damn drugs. That's what we promote, Weight Watchers. All right, Inner Sight. Long get rid of Pfizer. Will you cut that out? Oh, Pfizer. All right. Yeah, don't just stay away from those weight loss drugs. I heard a story the other night about the lap. I think they call it the lap thing, the weight, where they put a band around you or something. Oh, God. And some guy or woman, I forget who it was, and they couldn't get the band off. Well, at least he had plenty of music. Will you cut that out? They couldn't shut the band off. Woo! Inner Sight. You want to lose weight, go to Weight Watchers. They're the best. All right. By the way, we're on television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You can see us right on your phone. Thursday night, we're local, 9 o'clock, 115, Thursday night, Long Island local. There's the Inner Sight television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, 1997 in the city. It comes on Verizon 35, and it comes on RCN 85, I think it is, through Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, right on your phone. inner sight. Once again, anyone out there who would like to do a day for Milton, you would be doing a great, great service for people. You know, notifying people about what happened to Milton, that the agencies to train service dogs should be regulated. They should have a license so people would have an easier time in dealing with them. This poor woman, Michelle, now has no rights, no law to protect her. Excuse me. And the agencies keeping the money that they use, that they raise, that is, to train Milton. So they took her dog, destroyed her dog, and they're keeping the money. So anybody out there, day for Milton. It's about awareness and bringing people together. Call in a site, 631-224-3090. We'd be happy to guide you through the whole thing. Or send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Milton deserves every honor that he can get. And Inner Sight is determined to do it. We're working on an event to be held on the anniversary of Milton's death. All right, open mic right here, and I got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. A few minutes left. If you'd like to make a quick comment. Anybody on the line?
No, we have just Louie listening.
Oh, Louie's listening. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, on the Nursing Home Show. Stop pushing people into nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the title tomorrow night, and we'll tell you how agencies and sometimes individuals are doing that. You know. So be with us tomorrow night, live on Inner Sight. How many? Give me a count. You got a count?
Yeah, I do. Hold on. I'm getting
on
to
a big
quickly.
Count.
Big I hope
one.
So. How about 122,579?
Wait a minute. 122,579. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we went up a little.
Almost 122,600. All right.
That'd be nice.
By the end of the week, we should have that 600.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight, 631-224-3090, innersight.info, the website. And thank you very much. Goodbye, world, Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.